Kara Rose, the director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, updates us about what is happening in the county. To start, Kara lets us know that Snowshoe Mountain Resort hopes to have the slopes open by Thanksgiving weekend, weather permitting.
Ski season's just around the corner. We're hoping that the weather stays cold. They've been blowing a lot of snow on the trails.
Rumor has it that Snowshoes won some sort of an award from TripAdvisor.
Yes, they did. TripAdvisor recently announced the top 8 honeymoon gems in the United States, and Snowshoe Mountain Resort was on that list. So I think that's quite an accomplishment. They hosted over 30 weddings this summer. I believe that's probably a record for Snowshoe Mountain Resort. That's a lot of weddings.
It's been a couple months since we've gotten together, so I understand there's been some hospitality superstars.
Yeah, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is the sponsor for this program, and we engage a secret shopper to travel around Pocahontas County. And that secret shopper's job is to identify individuals who are working in businesses that generally engage with the visitor, and if that person exceeds their expectations as far as guest services is concerned, if they're friendly, they're smiling, they're helpful, they will be awarded a $25 gift certificate and named Hospitality Superstar. We did have 2 winners the past couple of months, Chrissy and Stuart Horner at Jack Horner's Corner in Siebert, and most recently, Anita Mallow at the Edray Quick Stop. So congratulations to those Hospitality Superstars. Also, I've been working to develop an agritourism product for the county. Agriculture is certainly one of the stronger economic components to the county. And we also have a lot of individuals who have small farms and they're growing products. So we felt like we had an opportunity to build some tourism into that agricultural operation. So we will be introducing a modest agritourism program. It's a way to not only bring together the 2 stronger economic impacts to the county, being agriculture and tourism, but also to introduce our visitors to the cultural experience that farming is. It's a great way for farming operations to also diversify their revenue stream.
Is there anything going on up at Cass?
Yes, the fall train season just ended, and the next event will be the Elf Limited Trains. And that starts November 24th, Friday following Thanksgiving, through Sunday, December 10th. The trains will be operating on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's an offshoot of the Polar Express in Elkins. It'll be fun for all ages, especially for young kids. We also have Christmas in Cass, December 8th, 9th, and 10th. And there'll be lots of activities and events going on during that weekend, including the bazaar and open house at the Cass restaurant. The Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau will also hold their annual Christmas open house on Friday, December 1st, in conjunction with the Marlinton Christmas Parade. We'll be open for hot cocoa, cookies, and coffee, also punch, 6 to 8 that evening. The new 2018 Visitors Guide will be released in mid-January. Also, there's a small group of people in Pocahontas County that have been working on a proposal to IMBA, which is the International Mountain Biking Association, and our hope is to designate Pocahontas County as one of the IMBA ride centers. It's a prestigious designation. Not many of them exist. We're very fortunate in Pocahontas County that we have a tremendous mountain biking product already. I feel very confident that we're going to be successful at becoming an IMBA ride center. I want to wish all the listeners a very happy Thanksgiving from all of the staff and board members from the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.